First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Hey everyone, I'm a regular guest host on the nationally syndicated Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network. Well, greetings everyone. This is Karen Cataline filling in for Alan today, who is on assignment. And it is always a pleasure to be part of the team of the Alan Nathan Show. And it's good to have you along. So here is Alan Nathan's favorite motto. It is his motto. We want the Republicans out of our bedrooms, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. We have as our very first guest someone who knows what really happened in Watergate. You may say, what does it have to do with today? Oh, lots. And we're going to find out. From former assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California, representing the United States, he also represented W. Mark Felt regarding the media's revelation of his identity as Deep Throat during Watergate. He hosted the Mysteries of Watergate podcast, and he has his latest book is called The Mysteries of Watergate, What Really Happened. John O'Connor, great to have you along once again on the Alan Nathan Show.
Well, Karen, good to be with you.
Good to have you. I see that you have, since all of the revelations sometime back, you have become quite the pundit on many important issues, legal and otherwise, of the day. But this gives us an opportunity to talk about your book, which we haven't done for a long time, The Mysteries of Watergate, What Really Happened. If I put a microphone in your face, which technically I am doing just that, what would people be most shocked to know? You know how it is, people think they've heard it all, but what would they be most surprised to know about Watergate that maybe they didn't?
Well, three things. First of all, that the Washington Post knew far more about Watergate than the Nixon administration did. They were the ones who covered up things from Nixon. So Nixon is out there floundering around and his people, they don't know what's up. Okay, and they really don't know, because the only way that they're even vulnerable to any, requests by Howard Hunt to give them money and that kind of thing, to hush money, so to speak, they didn't know what was up. If the Post would have honestly reported, they would have said, "Hallelujah, we know the truth, and it doesn't hurt us." That's number one. Number two, the CIA had infiltrated the White House and was really responsible for this, with John Dean being the guy who okayed it and was interested for his own purposes. But mainly it was a CIA job in which they provoked Dean into agreeing with him so that Dean could get some dirt himself. But it was a CIA deal. And number three, it was all about listening to out-of-town men and women. Discussing what they were going to do that night from the DNC headquarters. So when you realize that that's what this was about, anybody would say, wait a second, this has nothing to do with the campaign. Nixon didn't have anything to do with it. John Dean was a minor guy. He had an elevated title, but he might as well. Nixon never met him. So this had nothing to do with the true Nixon administration. It had nothing to do with the campaign at all, which all of us today believe. And Nixon was the victim and not the perpetrator. Now, obviously, even when you're the victim of a crime, if you're stupid enough to say something that's false or do something that's silly, that's on you. And of course, that's James Comey's modus operandi. He tries to get people who are completely innocent to lie or to fib, because he puts them, makes them think they're in jeopardy if they say, give a true answer. That's what happened in Watergate. Comey knows that better than anybody. That's what he was doing. That's what Comey was doing with this Russiagate stuff. He didn't really expect anything to come of it, but he wanted to rattle Trump, made a big deal about it, so Trump gets hurt politically, and he's trying to put Trump in a position where Trump either obstructs justice or makes a false statement. And he, that's why Comey was keeping book with all these memos that he was keeping. So he was just a sneaky guy, not telling Trump everything. Like, for instance, Trump is in as commander-in-chief under the Constitution. Unlike law enforcement, when it's counterintelligence, the president has the right to know everything. Usually a president keeps his distance from law enforcement under the guise of appearing neutral. But on counterintelligence, he should know everything. And Comey withheld that from him, as Obama and gang knew he was going to do, by the way. They all knew that Comey was plotting to screw Trump. And so he kept things from him. He never told Trump what was going on. But what he was doing was he was trying to goad this guy, this awkward, blunt real estate guy who doesn't know any better, into obstructing justice.
Or now, so he thought.
Yeah. And he was getting close. At one point, Trump said about Michael Flynn, he said, and this is nothing wrong with this, he said, you know, Jim, I hope you can see your way around to not charging Flynn. Well, that's getting close. He's not really obstructing. Now, if he said, I don't care what the evidence is, I'm telling you, don't charge Flynn. Now you're getting close to obstruction. But nonetheless, my point is that like Watergate, this is what Comey learned from Watergate. He understood that with the combination of the media and the power of the investigators, you can control the Oval Office. And Watergate is all about that. One of the most popular and effective administrations in our country's history was driven out the door by a journalistically impelled scandal. And it was more the journalists than anybody else that did it in that case, although the CIA, our wonderful intelligence agencies, were part of it too. And they just did not understand it. And it makes for some funny and really stupid things that Nixon did, so, or his acolytes did. So, for example, let me give you this example, Karen. Bob, Howard Hunt is ready to go to trial. He, unlike James McCord, decides he's not really going to be a big CIA stand-up guy. McCord would go to jail for 10 years to protect. Not so with Howard Hunt. Howard Hunt had a wonderful wife who was also, by the way, a CIA agent, had a very lovely relationship with her and had a wonderful family and could not stand the idea of being in jail for a couple of years. So he was going to go to trial, and his defense was going to be this was a CIA operation, and therefore it was legal. I did this for the CIA. Now, what did the prosecutors do? The prosecutors were very ethical, so they didn't tell Nixon about this or Nixon's attorney general. They knew about this potential defense of Howard Hunt's. They knew about the so-called CIA defense. Well, here it is. That's like a get out of jail card free for Nixon. They should have run right to the Oval Office and said, President, guess what? We've got a gift for you. This guy's going to come into court and he's going to talk about how the CIA was really behind all this.
But well, what happened instead?
Well, I'll tell you what happened instead. Number one, the prosecutors wanted their prosecution. They didn't care about letting their president off. The prosecutors said, this is terrible. This is just a false statement. We're going to fight it. By God, we're going to fight this thing. So that's stupid, number one. Number two, Howard Hunt ends up getting talked into pleading guilty and by John Dean, who really benefits from it. And he also pleaded guilty not only because Dean convinced him to do it, but because mysteriously his wife, who was a CIA agent, she was going to Chicago with $10,000 in cash in her purse. And amazingly, the plane crashed when it landed at O'Hare. Now,
Who is this? Whose wife again? Just repeat.
Howard Hunt.
While he is preparing his
CIA defense.
Wow.
The plane crashes, and on board, by the way, was one. Not everybody got killed, and on board was a CIA agent, and there were 50 FBI agents on the scene within about 20 minutes.
Did you hear that music? I have
so many questions
for you based on everything you just said. So you've graciously agreed to stay with us for one more segment. So I'm going to fire you with some questions because it's fascinating. We're talking to John O'Connor here on the Alan Nathan Show. We'll be back on the Main Street Radio Network on the Alan Nathan Show with John O'Connor right after this. Don't go away.
For sports fans, one tradition defines game day more than any other, and that's tailgating. Celebrity chef Jamie Gwen has more.
Tailgating is more than setting up a grill. It's part of the game day tradition. When it comes to the menu, beef burgers top the list, with nearly 3 out of 4 fans calling them a must-have. Beef chili and tacos are also fan favorites. They can be made ahead and kept warm, so they're ready whenever the crowd gets hungry.
Chef Jamie says planning ahead helps keep the focus on food, fun, and football.
I always suggest mixing up classic tailgate fare with a few showstoppers. Burgers are a fan favorite for good reason, but you can add something unexpected like smoked brisket sliders or a cheeseburger dip with chips. Grilled steak flatbreads or bite-sized taco beef tarts are also easy to prep and make the menu feel a little more special without adding extra stress.
For more recipes and ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Summer's easy mornings are behind us, and now it's back to the school day rush. Parents know the scramble all too well, trying to get everyone out the door while finding something quick, tasty, and reliable to take on the go. That's where Mott's soft-baked, apple-filled bars come in. Unlike crumbly snacks that leave a mess in the car or all over the kitchen, these apple-filled bars bring soft-baked goodness and easy cleanup for active families with busy back-to-school routines. Made with ingredients parents can feel good about, like real fruit and whole wheat flour, Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars come in delicious kid-approved flavors like apple, strawberry, and blueberry. Whether it's breakfast, part of a school lunch, or just an afternoon bite, they're a snack the whole family will love. Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars are available now at retailers nationwide. To learn more or to find them near you, visit Mott's.com. All 3 flavors of Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars are made with apple puree. See packaging for complete list of ingredients, not intended to replace fruit in the diet.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give me a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline filling in for Alan today. We are talking to John O'Connor, former assistant U.S. attorney, and the attorney that represented W. Mark Felt, who was later identified as Deep Throat. Thank you so much, John, for staying with us. We appreciate it. Do we have John?
Yes, right here. Karen.
Great.
Yes.
That's okay. But thank you so much for staying with us. So I wanted to ask you some questions based on that fabulous synopsis. Very, very difficult to get so much in such a short time, and our segments are so short. What about, here's two names, if you could give sort of brief answers, because then I got another one after that. Two names. First name, John Mitchell. What's the story? What was the real story on John Mitchell? Briefly,
John Mitchell was one of the honest men around. He may have known about the hush money payments later on, and it's unclear whether that's necessarily a crime. You can pay a defendant's fees. Is that for hush? Is that to keep them quiet, or is it to pay their fees? But John Mitchell was always accused falsely by a guy named Jeb Magruder of ordering. He was the head of the campaign of ordering the burglary. And he did it to protect his buddy John Dean, who really did the ordering. John Mitchell.
Wow.
Now, I have always maintained for years that John Mitchell was innocent, and nobody believed me. And then just recently, there was a very good book by James. Now I'm trying to think of
O'Keefe.
The guys. James Rosen wrote a book called Strong Man. Mm-hmm. And then later on, a historian named Gerard Groff, who wrote a new Watergate history and is very tied to the Post, everybody now, including the Washington Post, is now agreeing that John Mitchell was innocent. Now, I've been saying that for 50 years.
That's great.
But now people are saying he was realizing he was innocent. But the question they do not ask is, and this is what's interesting, the Post does not want the following question asked and answered, because they don't want it answered. Well, if he didn't order it, who did?
Who did?
Now, who did? Now,
who
once,
did?
If you get into who did, now you're going down a rabbit hole, because then you're finding out, well, it wasn't really the Oval Office, Nixon Oval Office. The Washington Post and Gerard Groff say, oh, it doesn't make any difference. What the heck? It's 50 years ago. Who cares who ordered it? We don't need to look into this. We just know.
That's
John
when
Mitchell
you know
didn't.
You're near the truth, when they say, oh, it's old news. Let's not talk
it
about
it. It doesn't make any difference.
Even if it was 2 weeks ago, they don't care.
Yeah. What good is it if we learn? Well, the reason what happens if you learn it, you start going down the rabbit hole and realizing that the Post knew all this and they defrauded everybody in Watergate. So if
nowadays,
you answer that question.
Yes.
That's it. It shows the Post committed fraud. So that's why nobody goes down that rabbit hole. But in my book, Mysteries of Watergate, I get into that. Also, my book, Postgate, where I prove how the Post did that wrongly. So whether Mysteries of Watergate or Postgate are your cup of tea, they both show the complete dishonesty of the Washington Post.
Well, and that's so much easier to believe today than it would have been back then. Say a few words, because I got another. I'm going to ask you both questions so that you can know I got another one. The first one is say a few words about George Herbert Walker Bush, who was head of the CIA around that time. Oh, that's a huge one, probably. And how many lies, untruths, and other things are in the famous film All the President's Men, where people think they know the truth, but they don't.
How many? I didn't get what the question is. How many people? What?
Well, how many lies? How much distortion is there in the film All the President's Men, who made the Washington Post come out smelling like a rose. People want to be journalists after that. George H.W. Bush. Yeah.
Well, okay. George H.W. Bush had nothing to do with Watergate. He was pretty much a straight arrow. He was fine. He's a guy that, to me, is without blemish. But let me tell you about the movie. If the movie or the book has the most dramatic scene in it that I think your audience will remember if they've watched the movie, where Deep Throat comes into the garage one time and he is just completely agitated and saying, "Don't watch out. They're wiretapping you. Everybody's life's in danger. Watch out."
Yeah.
And it's very dramatic. And then he goes to Ben Bradley's backyard he goes to Carl Bernstein. They turn on the record player loud. We had record players of those days. And then he starts writing out and he writes CIA out on a piece of paper, but nobody knows exactly what it means. And we're not really told directly. What Deep Throat was telling Woodward in the garage was that the CIA was deeply involved in Watergate and was threatening to kill people if it came out. There are various things that were happening at that time in which it looked like it might come out. And meanwhile, Felt himself had leaked to a Chicago area paper, because I'm sure the Post wouldn't print it, leaked to a Chicago area paper some of the evidence against the CIA. Now, we're not told that. And we're also told that Deep Throat was this great source for the Post. Well, at the time when he says this to the Post, is there one article in the Post even hinting at that? No. They had this agitated number two guy in the FBI, the head of the investigation, saying not only is the CIA involved, but they're threatening to kill people. You would think that would merit, just a little article in the Post? No, but you don't hear that, do you?
No.
So that's a serious lie. Another lie that is central to the book is the very first meeting of Deep Throat in the garage, where he's with Woodward for 7 hours and they're sitting on the floor of a garage and he's telling him all about it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, the Post printed what Deep Throat was saying as if it were gospel truth, as if it were already proven. Mm. But what was it was a hypothesis, like a good investigator has an hypothesis. I think the husband did it, and here's why. And now I'm going to test it. It was an hypothesis for Felt, and the reason he wanted to tell Woodward is so he could put pressure on the prosecutors to let him go to the grand jury to see if his hypothesis held up.
How about that? That's a lot of distortion there.
Yes.
We only have about a minute, so I want you to wrap up and tell everybody they can find the book. I'm sorry to interrupt there. Endlessly fascinating. Go for it.
Well, I would go to postgatebook.com or Amazon and get Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. It is the root of all of our phony journalism today. The reason we're trying to get rid of Trump through journalistic leaks, and the Democrats know this, started with Watergate. It set the template for people who wanted to get rid of a president or help a president.
Right. Well, it's proof positive that there's nothing new under the sun and everything is compounded by other things. Fascinating, very interesting. John O'Connor, run out and get his two books now. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time staying with us. Well, we're off and running on the Ellen Nathan Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether citizens are the only ones voting. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Don't go away.
Tilly Ramsey, daughter of celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay, is ready to step out of her father's shadow into her own culinary adventures with the new series Dish It Out, premiering Friday, September 5th on Prime Video. A passionate foodie and aspiring chef, Tilly celebrates online trends and family recipes, alongside some surprise visitors in the kitchen, including her parents Gordon and Tana Ramsay, Gillian Jacobs, Frankie Grande, and many more. In each episode, Tilly receives a mystery box from chefs, influencers, and home cooks from around the world and uses the ingredients to cook a dish for a studio guest. Tilly Ramsay.
I've sat next to my father in the kitchen for my entire life and wanted to become a chef for as long as I can remember. Now that I've graduated culinary school, I'm ready to sharpen my skills and create exciting new dishes for my guests, and will be sure to have plenty of fun along the way.
Don't miss Dish It Out starting this Friday, September 5th, only on Prime Video.
Circle K is expanding its membership rewards program, Inner Circle, throughout the Lone Star State beginning on Wednesday, September 3rd. Free to join, customers can now become members to get fuel discounts, drink deals, and more. To celebrate, Circle K is hosting a Fuel Day pop-up on Thursday, September 4th. Customers can get 40 cents off per gallon of fuel from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Inner Circle members will have early access starting at 7 a.m. Members can enter their phone number at the pump or inside at checkout to access the savings. First-time members can save 25 cents per gallon of fuel on their first five fill-ups and have access to discounted drinks. Members also get personalized offers and exclusive deals throughout the year. Sign up at CircleK.com/inner-circle or enter your mobile number at checkout to enroll via text. Learn more about the Fuel Day on Thursday, September 4th at CircleK.com/TX-Fuel-Day.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. Did you know that in the United States of America, it's a felony for non-citizens to register to vote or to vote in federal elections in the U.S.? Apparently, there's a lot of people out there committing felonies. Here to alert us to it and to help us understand that more and how we can stop this, we hope, from happening is Charlie Colleen, Texas State Director of Americans for Citizens Voting. Thank you so much, Charlie, for being on the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, our pleasure. We also, I neglected to mention that you have a Washington Examiner op-ed on that very topic, and you say that we'd better get this straightened out by November, which is like in a month. I presume you mean not November in the midterms, right?
Correct. So Texans will have the opportunity on Election Day of this year, November 4th, 2025, to vote yes on Prop 16. It's a very simple constitutional amendment or question where if they vote yes, it's clearly stating that only citizens can vote in all of Texas's elections.
But isn't that already a law?
Well, this
Proposal or a prop for it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this would really clarify it in Texas' constitution. And because Texas is a home rule state, theoretically, a local government could say, hey, we're going to choose who can vote in our local elections. So that's what's happened in San Francisco. That's what's happened in Washington, D.C. That's what's happened in Chicago. You're seeing non-citizens being able to vote in local elections. So that would prevent this from happening in the state of Texas.
That's so great. So how, before we move on, how is this Prop 16 going? Do you think it's going to pass given the unbelievable attention on illegal immigration across the whole country? How's it hanging in Texas? You think it's going to pass?
Well, I think it's a pretty common sense question. I mean, when you tell most people about U.S. citizens voting, they have the same question you had. Isn't this already a thing? All the polling that we've done on the issue, for example, 80% plus of voters support this. So I expect this will pass come the election. But one of the main things we have to do is get the word out. I mean, there's going to be a lot of
out. Right.
Get the vote out. There's going to be a lot of amendments on the Constitution as well. I believe there's 17, so they got to go down to 16 and vote yes. That's our biggest concern and make sure this passes successfully.
Yes, yes. So important. I'm one of the few people that remembers when POTUS 44, you know, the one before Trump, invited people publicly, I wish I could find the video, to vote who were illegal. No one held him accountable for that. He was literally inviting illegal aliens to commit a felony and vote in our elections. Do you happen to remember that?
Yes. And I'll say, too, I mean, I think a lot of Americans were disgusted with that. And that's why when we look at what the work we're doing across the nation, 15 states have already put in their constitution that only citizens are allowed to vote in all their elections.
That's so important. It's so important. And only because somebody like Donald Trump and other very courageous Republicans, like the great Tom Tancredo from Colorado, made people aware of this before anybody else was truly aware of it. You write in your article in the Washington Examiner, quote, and it gets worse. I mean, you're explaining the for example, 11,000 illegal aliens who initially were listed on Virginia's voter rolls. But according to one study, 10 to 27% of all illegal aliens currently in the U.S. are registered to vote. Many voted in the 2024 election. That's a lot less difficult to believe now than it used to be, isn't it?
It is. And I'll tell you, citizenship is so precious. That with that comes a long-term responsibility to this country, a long-term outlook and stewardship. So those are the only people that should be voting in our elections, federal, state, local. Because ultimately, if you're not a citizen, you're just a guest in this country. You won't go to someone's house as a guest and tell them to rearrange the furniture. And same with this. If you're a guest, you shouldn't be, you know, participating in our politics in choosing who actually runs this country.
Well, and very frankly, you're being kinder than I would be, because many of the people who are in this country are not guests. They are uninvited, illegal, unvetted aliens to this country who were, you know, treated as if they were VIPs. And the Auto Pen administration rolled out the red carpet for them. In that number, I'm just curious, the 10 to 27%, it already says they're illegal aliens. So not only are they registered to vote, they aren't just non-citizens, they're illegals. Isn't that right?
Correct. That's what the study said. And I'll tell you too, like, how the law is currently written statutorily, there is some ambiguity to it. So that's why we feel it's so important to make it so clear, so obvious, put in such a sacred document, our state's constitution, clearly stating only U.S. citizens should be able to vote in all of Texas's elections.
Without a doubt. Now, just like the Second Amendment in the reverse, there are a lot of leftists who think that if you put a sign in front of your building, this is a gun-free zone, that criminals are not going to get a gun and start shooting people. We know that that is true. So how do you put teeth in the law, assuming that it passes in Texas?
Well, I think the good news is there was a law that recently made it out of the legislature and the governor signed that allows the attorney general to actually prosecute election fraud. You know, it was currently being prosecuted at the local level, and who knows what's going to happen at the local level with some of these district attorneys. So I think it's good to be able to allow the Texas state attorney general to actually forcefully be able to go after this stuff.
You know, this gives me an opportunity because we have a couple minutes left. I watch the state of Texas, as well as many other states, conservative states, particularly because in Colorado and other places, Democrats concertedly made an effort to simply take over. I notice that your attorney general, Ken Paxton, is running for challenging the senior Republican in that state. What's his name again? I keep forgetting his name.
John Cornyn,
who I think rolled out the red carpet for Muslim enclaves in the north part of Texas. And do you think, I mean, they're going after Ken Paxton like he's the plague so early, well over a year before that election in the midterms. Do you think Ken Paxton has any chance to unseat John Cornyn?
I think it's a very serious race. And, you know, I said this on a previous interview, too, where all of Ken Paxton's opposition research seems to be well known. It's already out there. It was aired in his previous elections, and he's won statewide previously. So I think it's a very contested race between those two.
Yeah, well, my friends tell me that there's massive advertising being done for John Cornyn so early before this election. So he must be nervous that he isn't doing the kind of job that people want him to do. Are you familiar? I know your state is Texas. Are you familiar with any other states that are running this, going back to your Prop 16, tell us about that, if you're joining together, and how those races might look. And that's just next month, really, right?
Well, I'll tell you about a big campaign we have underway in the state of Michigan right now. So Michigan, we are actively collecting signatures to get our constitutional amendment on the ballot there. And come 2026, if we're successful and it appears on the ballot, I think it's going to drive a lot of voter turnout, where it's a very common sense question. If people show up to the polls and they vote for this, it will likely pass. Michigan's a swing state, and hopefully people will see the right side of the argument when they're voting on other major offices.
That is so good. Well, thanks for your good work, Charlie Colleen. And how can people find you?
Online or elsewhere? Twitter. Yeah. I'm on Twitter at Charlie Colleen, Instagram at Charlie Colleen. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you, and you're doing great work. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the hour with more on the Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
The Medicare annual enrollment period runs each year from October 15th through December 7th, and it's an important time of year for the millions of Americans who already enjoy Medicare coverage. It's their chance to compare plan options for 2026. We know that Medicare coverage can be confusing. One thing I recommend to help navigate through the process is really focus on two things: cost and coverage. For cost, you want to consider things like the plan's premium, deductibles, copay or coinsurance. And for coverage, you should look not only at the medical coverage, things like hospital and doctor visits, but also prescription drug coverage and any extra benefits. The annual enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th. It's a great time to compare those cost and coverage of the plans available. Lots of options to consider for your Medicare choices in 2026. To help you navigate, I would recommend starting with a visit to MedicareEducation.com.
Protein plays a key role in maintaining overall health and is an essential nutrient for post-workout recovery and muscle repair. Registered dietitian Roxana Essani has more.
High-protein diets aren't just for athletes. Protein supports your immune system and helps you feel fuller for longer. Plant-based options offer a range of nutrients to support a healthy diet.
PB2 Performance is a plant-based protein made from real peanuts or almonds with no added sugar or artificial ingredients. Each serving delivers 20 grams of protein and can be blended, baked, or mixed into a variety of recipes.
One of my favorites is the PB2 Performance Peanut Protein with Dutch Cocoa. I blend it with dairy milk for even more protein, frozen banana and ice for a rich chocolate peanut butter flavor.
PB2 Performance is available in cocoa and peanut, and vanilla almond. To learn more and find recipes, visit pb2foods.com. That's pb2foods.com.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly, everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment.
This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all gotta help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're gonna be saving our lives. To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. And while we wait for our guest, who might be doing an interview right before us, I want to get a heads up or about what he is going to talk about. We hope that we will get him. I'm just being upfront. And that is that President Donald Trump's administration has raised the stakes in the showdown with the U.S. Senate Democrats over their threat to have a partial government shutdown. We will talk more about this because we do indeed have our guest. I'm excited to talk with him. His name is John Gordon, national political analyst and host of syndicated radio show, The Truth with John Gordon. In 2022, Trump endorsed him in his candidacy for Georgia's attorney general. And welcome, John Gordon, to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you, Karen. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you too. So I was making a couple of notes about this, and the kicker or the headline story is that Donald Trump in the White House is asking federal agencies to plan for mass firings ahead of this threat of a potential government shutdown. And I'm thinking, isn't it fun when you call your opponent's bluff and do exactly what they're trying to scare you into not doing? It's like, if you don't do what I'm saying, I'm going to hold my breath until I turn blue and faint. Okay. Isn't that part of what's going on here?
Oh, I think they're playing right into Donald Trump's hand.
Yes.
Absolutely. As the voters spoke loud and clear, we want smaller government, less intrusion, and reduced budget deficits, please.
Yeah, I mean, you could threaten a Democrat with that. If you don't do what we say, we're going to make the size of government smaller, and we're going to fire more government bureaucrats. Tell that to a Donald Trump. I think it bothers a lot of big government Republicans. Tell that to Donald Trump, and he says, great, just what I was wanting you to do. Tell us more about this article. I know you didn't write it, but it's a very interesting article that somebody sent me ahead of your appearance by Bo Erickson. White House threatens to sharp cuts in U.S. workforce in the shutdown standoff. Give the us layman people an idea of what it is these Democrats think they're doing and how come they're so off base here and elsewhere.
I think it's just a continuation of what we've seen for the last 20 years. I'm so frustrated by the process. You know, we go through this cycle every 6 months of running out of time, running out of money. We have to do this quickly, and then they cram all this pork down our throats in order to be able to keep the government open. And it's just the same chapter and verse all over again. And each time they promise, well, next time we'll get it right. We're going to start early and we won't fall into this trap. And then here we are.
Well, and we remember when POTUS 44 was in power and there was another looming threat of a government shutdown. What did he do? It was so petty and obvious that he threatened to cut police, and he made sure that it was impossible to get into Mount Rushmore, right? He wanted to make people think that, oh, if we don't give these bureaucratic, corrupt politicians what they want, we won't be able to go the one time a year we go on a vacation to see Mount Rushmore. I mean, it was incredibly transparent, don't you think?
Absolutely. Everything that the Democrats have done, and this is really, it sounds partisan, but it's not intended to be. It's just a statement of fact and reality. Every trick they try and play that is dishonest, underhanded, and the foundation is on a fraud, it backfires. And so that's why you see their approval ratings tanking into the low 20s, historical lows. And I think that when the truth comes out about what happened on the University of Utah's campus, when the truth comes out about what happened in Butler, when the truth comes out about what James Comey and John Clapper and Brennan have done, I think, you know, if I was a Democrat, I would seriously be distancing myself from the party, as John Fetterman has started to do.
Yes, somebody we thought was the dumbest and now probably the brightest. What are you alluding? Are you alluding to something in particular that you think links all these things together? What happened with Charlie Kirk and with the assassination and all of that? Are you linking them together, and are you alluding to something in particular?
Well, I am alluding to that I don't buy the narrative that we've been fed at all. And Elon Musk put up a video late last week that is very compelling, that gives the pretty convincing evidence, I felt, that the shot was not fired by Robinson, but rather from a point to Robinson's right. It would have been – so Charlie was shot from Robinson's – Charlie was –
Oh, boy. Who do you think did it? Who are you thinking did it? Other than who they're reporting.
The suspects are the deep state. Charlie was actually starting to get a lot of traction, and he built an organization that really many people feel like determined the outcome of the 2024 election. He registered young people in droves, and they may well have tipped the balance. Particularly in the swing states.
It is such amazing that people won't take certain facts and evidence. Tell me you're not alluding to the fact that the Mossad is not a fact and Benjamin Netanyahu did it. Please tell me you're not thinking that.
That was going to be my third on the list of suspects. I don't think you can dismiss the possibility. And
what possible motive would the Mossad have? Tell me.
Well, Charlie was starting to distance himself from Israel. Yeah. He was concerned.
Well, I'm
about
sorry,
genocide.
But that's a lie. And I would invite you to come back on and talk about it, because a lot of Republicans are falling prey for it's always the fault of the Jews. I dare you to give us some evidence otherwise. Again, we have the conspiracy theorists and the haters coming out with no evidence, but they sure have an axe to grind. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on The Alan Nathan Show right after this. Don't go away.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.